Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Absolute pleasure. Willard and Dibs, y'all take it easy. Have a good one. Enjoy the game tonight.
On 95.7 The Game.
Has anybody checked on Hunter Pence?
Is he still in Egypt?
Like, I don't think he's got a voice left. Knowing that dude, how many woo-hoos did Hunter let go when that acquisition got made?
Hey, I'm sorry, Hunter. This is the bigger acquisition than you.
Yeah.
I don't mean to break bad news. He's not upset. He's happy.
No. He's on his 18th cup of coffee today. He's fine. Everything's fine.
I thought he was the kind of guy who didn't need coffee because he was just naturally that way.
You're probably right, but he loves it. I don't know. That's a classic chicken of the egg question. Like, Hunter, like, does the energy come and then you just love coffee, or is the energy because of the coffee?
I think for Hunter, he has that energy.
I don't know, coffee
brings it to a different level.
Yeah, but I just say this. I know everyone's kind of playing with that today. What's the biggest acquisition? Look, he's got to go play, and he's got to play well, and this has to become a thing. But when you talk about the noise something makes when it lands, the size of the plane, there's nothing bigger than this in history. Because
of Giants baseball,
yes,
you're talking about.
It's not like other deals. Like, other deals come at the deadline and guys have contracts that are coming up, or it's speculative. The beauty of deals like Jeff Kent and Kevin Mitchell, you were giving up players at that time who you really, as Giants fans, you were excited about. You loved some of those players, right? I mean, whether it was Matt Williams and Chris Brown and the people that were in these deals, you're like, hold on a second, wait a minute. And then their play took everything to a different level of conversation. This is different. You just traded for someone who's got 8 years left on his deal.
And who's 28.
At 28.
In his prime.
For north of $250 million. That's never happened before.
One of the 10 or 15 best hitters in baseball.
Yeah.
And he's now a Giant.
That's different.
We hope we're going to make a good impression on him over the next 2.5-3 months and hope that he wants to stay here, cross our fingers. He's here for 8.5 years.
Which is why, and I say this with all due respect to Zach, because he's speaking publicly as he has to from his position.
I know where
you're
going.
They did not acquire Rafi Devers without having any idea if he'd be okay being here or if he'd be okay not playing third base.
Fingers crossed, like, he wants to be a DH or a first baseman.
We'll talk to him tomorrow right before the press conference and meet him for the first time. No, he's got an agent. You spoke to the agent. You spoke to his family. You spoke to his right shoe and hoped that it would respond. You did your due diligence because this is a massive, massive investment. And so they know. They know. They know that he's okay not playing third base because third base is taken here. And you're not going to take the best third base defensive player we've ever seen out of third base.
Yeah.
So Rafi will do something else. If it's DH, if it's first, if it's some of both, or if it's a wild card. I've heard Shasky be like, look, they don't really have second base solidified. Could he do that? I kind of doubt it, but could there be moments? I don't know. I don't know what the guy is willing to do, but I do know that they know what the guy is willing to do. Let's put it that way.
No doubt. And for those of you who, I mean, there's probably not, I mean, there's, I would imagine a good chunk of Giants fans who probably don't watch a lot of Red Sox baseball and know what's happening with Devers and what has been happening this year. He's played third base his entire career. This offseason, they reportedly made a promise to him that he would continue to be their third baseman, and that's what he wanted. Then they went out and signed Alex Bregman to a deal. Bregman, longtime third baseman of the Astros, better defensively at third than Devers. So the Red Sox then approached Devers and said, we want you to be our DH now because we signed Bregman. And Devers, having the promise from them, was kind of hesitant to make that move. Ultimately, he probably was grumbling, accepted it, and became the DH. Then Tristan Casas, their young first baseman, gets injured. I think he might be out for the year. It's at least like a 60-day IL. And they asked him, okay, you're our DH right now, but now we want you to pick up a glove and learn first base. You never played first base in your life. Can you do that for us? And he just flatly said, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
First, I was your third baseman. You promised me that. Now you're making me the DH. Now you want me to be the first baseman? No, I'm not moving around like that. I am your DH now. So it feels like as long as the Giants don't promise third base to him, which of course they're not going to, then he doesn't have the right to be upset about it the way that he was upset at the Red Sox.
Yeah, I don't think it's an issue. I do think this was a Red Sox-specific communication issue.
Yeah, sort of seemed
like. It's not about his unwillingness to be a good teammate. And I think it's important to bring that up. Zach says, you know, the word they're getting is that he's very excited to be here. He and Adames are friends. They go way back.
All of his teammates say the same thing, by the way.
Yeah, I don't like this idea that he's a malcontent. I think is incorrect. From everything I've heard, this was Red Sox-specific communication. My thought is that you're going to see Rafi Devers be the Giants' first baseman for the foreseeable future. I think that's what this is. Matt Chapman is your third baseman. You're having a lot of success with Wilmer Flores as your DH. Wilmer is going to continue to be your DH. Rafi can be your DH on certain nights. Wilmer either needs a night off or, you know, there's an injury here, there or not, what have you. I know people are worried about Bryce Eldridge. Bryce is not ready. I think that Rafi Devers is going to be the Giants' first baseman.
Maybe. It is a position he's never played.
Yep.
And like there's a challenge in learning that, and he hasn't picked up a glove all year, although he's been working defensively.
He's been working on the side. Yep.
So who knows? Even like going back and playing third base for a couple of weeks while Chapman is out might still be a challenge because, again, he hasn't played it all season. That's what he's done for his entire career, but it might take a little bit to just get him back in that groove. I wouldn't be surprised if he DHs for the majority of this season. But then you look at maybe next year he starts as a first baseman. I'm not sure.
But what are
exactly
you doing
sure.
with Wilmer Flores if he DHs this
Wilmer
year?
Could play first two of every 3 days.
I disagree.
Dominic Smith could play first the other day.
I mean, so, I don't think that they – I'm not saying –
he just never played first base before. I don't know if you immediately throw him there.
I know, but if you're an infielder, that means you have pretty good hands. That means you can handle a glove. You can handle a ground ball. Again, is he playing first base tomorrow night? I don't know. You know, third base is probably an option to start because Matt Chapman is hurt, and I don't know if Casey Schmidt is hurt, quite frankly. I don't know. And if that's the case, he may be your third baseman tomorrow night and for the next few weeks. But after that, I really do believe that Devers is going to be a first baseman. They do not want Wilmer Flores out of the lineup, and they do not want Wilmer Flores playing in the field. They've made that pretty clear so far this year, or else they probably would have put him at first base already with the way that Lamont Wade was playing.
Probably.
You know? So, anyway, that's my sort of positional expectation. We'll see. 888-957-9570. We really want to hear from as many Giants fans as possible today. On an emotional level, how did this hit you? What the Giants did yesterday, the acquisition of Rafael Devers, one of the best hitters in the game. He's on his way. Physical has been passed. Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, James Tibbs, and one other rookie ball player on their way to Boston in exchange. And Devers is now a Giant for 8 years running. Just a crazy middle of June deal that takes place. And I do want to circle back and focus for just a second on ownership and what this deal means to me as a Giants fan. Like, Peter McGowan saved baseball in San Francisco. This ballpark got built largely because of Peter McGowan. And Giants ownership had been strong throughout sort of the first half of my life of being a Giants fan. You've circled now to an era post-dynasty for the Giants where there have been a lot of questions about ownership. A lot of questions. And I'm not just talking about the political donations of Charles Johnson. I'm talking about the fact that Farhan Zaidi seemingly was not doing a lot of long-term deals. He was not getting across the finish line with regard to a lot of the free agency contracts they were trying to sign. All the while, Mission Rock project ongoing, and Greg Johnson at times throwing out the signal that, yeah, they wanted to pull back a little bit on payroll. I, for the last 4 years or so, have had all kinds of problems with trusting Giants ownership. I couldn't tell you that I didn't, but I knew that I knew it wasn't unequivocal. It was not clear trust. I did not know exactly what to feel about the finances of this ownership group, and today I do.
No doubt.
But like that ended immediately with this deal. That tells me they're in it to win it.
You want to know what's interesting to me about how this acquisition makes me feel? Because so many people are saying, well, the next 4 or 5 years, Giants going to get a lot out of Devers, but the final 3 years of this deal, man, that might be ugly. And for Devers specifically, okay, maybe that's true. I think what this deal signals to me is it almost doesn't matter if the final 3 years are ugly, because I have this newfound confidence that under Buster Posey and under this ownership group, maybe it changes 5, 6 years from now, who knows? But I have a newfound confidence that I have not had in the Giants in a very long time, that no matter the circumstances, they're going to push their chips to the middle of the table and they're going to make...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The financial investment necessary to win baseball games. And if that means going out and signing another or trading for another big contract 6 years from now while Devers is making $30 million at age 34, like, I have confidence that they're going to do that. I have confidence that even if a move like this maybe turns out to be a failure, or the Adames move turns out to be a failure, that the Giants are going to follow that up and say, all right, we just missed on that one, but we're going to go out and give it another try. I don't have the fear that this is going to be a team that now shrivels up and stops spending money. I haven't felt that way about the Giants in a very, very long time. And while so much of this is about confidence for the right now, my mindset has entirely shifted for the future as well, because this feels like a commitment to winning that I just haven't quite felt from the top down in a really long time.
I'd also throw this out there. You know, 2033 is a long time from now.
Yep.
So the fact that Devers is making $28.5 million in 2033, I don't even know if that's going to be that big of a contract by then.
You want to know why it's a little smaller? Because there's also deferred money.
Yes.
The Giants are in on the deferred money game. Let's go.
Not a lot, though.
It's like $7
million? Yeah, it's about, it works out to about, well, it looks, based on his contract, like it's maybe a couple million a year for the remaining years on the deal. But yeah, he's going to be making less than $30 million. I mean, Shohei's making 70, right? And that's all happening many, many years from now. So from the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes, no appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. 888-957-9570. That is the number. What does this say about Giants ownership? What's your emotional reaction? We can get into the positional move. There are some things I'd like to share with regard to the Kyle Harrison side of this as well. We'll do all that coming up next. Grandy's here for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
For me, this is my seventh year at the Giants. They've just been so supportive from the first day I walked into this building. And, you know, for Buster and I to be able to sit with Greg Johnson and our conversations with the rest of the ownership group over time, he was extremely supportive. And, you know, these types of deals, you know, they don't happen without an ownership group that's invested, that's committed, that's supportive. So probably goes without saying, but none of this happens without Greg and the rest of the ownership group's support. So we're certainly appreciative of that.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, you got me now. You have my trust, Giants ownership. You didn't before. You didn't, but you do now. That's honestly all it took. All I want to know as a fan is that you are going to take your money and try to win. That's it. That's it. And the Giants, even this year, even with the Adames deal, they were barely on the fringes of what I consider acceptability in terms of payroll, based on who they are, based on the marketing arm that they are, based on the market that they are, based on just where their branding is within Major League Baseball. The San Francisco Giants should always be a top 10 payroll, and I think that this year they were 11 or 12. I'm pretty sure that this will vault them
up a good amount
into the top 10. This is where they should be.
Can I read something to you?
Fire away.
So over the last 18 months, the Giants have either signed or agreed to acquire four different contracts. Jung Hoo Lee in December of 2023.
Yep.
Matt Chapman in September of 2024. Willie Adames in December of 2024. And Rafael Devers yesterday. Those four contracts. Over the last 18 months, the Giants have agreed to extend or sign or trade for those four contracts, worth $700 million in those four contracts.
There you go.
$700 million.
It's Shohei's contract.
That is a ton of money.
Right.
For
right.
four players. That has all happened in 18 months.
Franchise cornerstones. And because of the way baseball works, I think they've got control of Elliot Ramos until 2058.
Yep.
Or something like that. So, like, add him into this, too. Those are now your guys. You asked for, I want to buy a jersey. You asked for, I want to know who's in the lineup. You asked for, I want to know what the middle of the order is. You just said it. There it is. Jung-Hoo Lee, Elliot Ramos, Matt Chapman, Willy Adames, and Rafi Devers.
Yeah, I mean,
there you go.
In some order, those guys are going to hit in the first five in the order, and you feel confident those guys will be Giants for at least like the next 4 or 5 years.
And I don't like Wilmer Flores is a free agent after this year. Who knows? He might retire, and the Bryce Eldridge question starts to come up then. I, for one, and we can get into this a little bit, I'm kind of excited, even though I was excited about Bryce, and I'm still excited about Bryce. I'm kind of excited to table it for right now because, as I've also said over the last 3 weeks while all this was going on, when he got called up to AAA and hit a grand slam in his second game and all of these things, it's bordering on too much pressure on a 20-year-old. A lot of people are like, call him up. He's not ready. He can't play first base yet. And, oh, by the way, he's hitting under 200 in AAA right now. That's a small sample. I'm not saying that the guy can't hit, but like there's just no desire to rush that. And so taking the pressure off of that situation is yet another positive in this deal for me.
Yeah. You don't feel the need to rush him up here. And it's something that Zach Manassian was talking about as well, who was with us last hour here on 95.7 The Game. And I remember he was on with the Morning Roast a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking. At that point, it was the whole conversation was Bryce Eldridge and the pressure on Bryce Eldridge. And you're going to call him up if his glove isn't ready, but his bat is. Right. You're going to DH him, or you're going to live with mistakes at first base. And now that's all pushed to the background.
Just imagine for a second what was going through Zach's mind when you last spoke to him.
I was filling in for Spadoni that day on the morning show.
Right, and so this was what? It was two and a half weeks ago, Bobby?
Midweek will be 3 weeks. So, yeah, okay. 2.5 weeks ago.
So 2.5 weeks ago, you're talking to Giants GM Zach Manassian. There's no doubt that their conversations for Devers are already underway.
Yep.
they've elevated Eldridge to AAA, and here's a couple of these schmucks over at 95. Are you going to call him up? Is he going to be your first baseman? Is he going to be your DH? Is he going to bat third or fourth, Zach? And he's trying to answer these questions literally knowing, actually,
we might get this other guy.
Actually, we got a 28-year-old superstar who is kind of who we're thinking about for those positions that you're mentioning.
I remember
right now
leaving that interview thinking, I feel like he just threw a wet blanket all over Bryce Eldridge. I wonder what that's about.
I wonder why. Yeah, because they don't want a 20-year-old to come up and save the season. That's not a good idea. And the Giants have action. They've got a real season. Quite frankly, right now, it does not need saving. It needs maintaining. And the prediction was that it won't maintain with this lineup.
And they're right about that, by the way.
And they're right. Yes. They were right, especially with Chapman missing. Yes.
Even with Chapman, I'm not sure.
Right, and you never know when another injury is coming. You have to be ready for that. And now they are. Now they are. The Giants have a top half of the lineup. Look, I'm not going to call it. It's not equal with the Dodgers. It's not the Dodgers lineup. I don't think it ever will be. I don't think any team in baseball has that. But you know what?
What?
It's right there. It's absolutely, it's competitive with that. And I actually think in this moment, maybe a different quick aside question, would you take this lineup now over the Padres lineup?
Padres lineup, I mean.
Machado, Tatis, Jackson Merrill.
Arise. Bogarts. Bogarts hasn't been very good.
Bogarts stinks, man. He has been disappointing for what the Padres are paying for him.
That lineup is still pretty darn good. I know they haven't been good late. If you're asking me the team as a whole, I'm taking the Giants team as a whole if you include pitchers and bullpen.
Yep.
There's no doubt. I think there's a leeway to... I wouldn't hate you if you chose the Padres or the Giants lineup.
Oh, but it's right there.
I think it's pretty close.
Yeah.
But as a team, I'm taking the Giants now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is... Because I'm not going to like dismiss... I know, again, Wilmer Flores is not sexy, but that's a good hitter. That's a good professional hitter who's really been producing. So if you're going to give me when healthy, and I don't know how they'll order it, it's going to be so interesting tomorrow night to see this lineup.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
God, I wish they were playing tonight.
Right now, like, Dibs will be back tomorrow. I'm going to tell you this right now. Hit the breaking news sounder as soon as that lineup comes out during the show tomorrow. During the show tomorrow, whenever that lineup, because, but your top, Jungwoo Lee, Elliot Ramos, Willy Adames, Matt Chapman,
Devers,
Wilmer Flores, and now Devers. That's the first six hitters in your lineup. That's a good lineup.
It is.
That's a good sort of dangerous lineup.
I remember this happened a couple years ago now, and I think you brought it up in reference that maybe a couple of weeks ago, and every so often I remember it makes its way back up to the top of all of our minds. There was a Giants-Padres game in San Diego that was airing on Fox, and longtime Dodger Eric Karros was doing the color commentary, the analysis on the broadcast, and he was talking about Wilmer Flores, who I think might have been hitting cleanup or hitting third in the Giants lineup that day. And he said, you know, Wilmer, I mean, that's a solid player, but if you're trying to be a playoff team, you're a team with a Giants standard, you can't be having him bat third or fourth. And guess what? Now he's probably going to be hitting sixth. That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
There's a chance that Adames could hit sixth, but I would imagine that Flores is going to hit when everybody's healthy.
Yeah. And like that'd be interesting.
You got Flores batting sixth? Like, that's all right, we can live with that. We can make that work.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He's been one of the top run producers in the National League all year long.
Yep.
And so put him in that position where, in theory, there should be a lot of action in front of him because of the hitters who are up there in front of him. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. And obviously, whatever they do tomorrow night will be somewhat temporary because Matt Chapman's not going to be back yet. And so he'll get entered into the fold, and maybe that'll shuffle the deck a little bit.
I really like Adames 2, Devers 3, because I think you want Devers behind Adames.
Tell me why.
I think you want players to feel the need to challenge Adames, or you want opposing teams to feel the need to challenge Adames.
Yeah, I can dig
Give
that.
Give him better pitches. Have Chapman when he's healthy, not without Chapman, Ramos behind Devers to give him some protection as well.
It feels like they like Ramos, though, early in the lineup. In theory, Ramos, until now, he is your best overall hitter.
Yeah.
And teams in the age of analytics do not like putting their best hitter in the 4 or 5 hole. They don't like waiting that long. They want more at-bats. You know what I mean? Like, if you passed away in 1999 and you woke up today and you saw Shohei Ohtani is leading off.
Schwarber leading off.
What the hell kind of action is this?
Judge as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, I don't, that'd be my question.
Devers leading off?
Well, I don't know about that. I know they've moved Jungwoo around a little bit. I really like him leading off.
Me too.
Something a little bit more traditional. But Ramos, you know, maybe Devers is going to bat second. I don't know. But the idea, and I could be wrong, I have a hard time believing that Ramos gets pushed all the way to like fourth or fifth here. I think they're going to want him to get more at bats than that.
We'll see. So no matter which way it turns out, the top six of the Giants order feels entirely different.
Totally.
With just the addition of Devers.
Totally. And then whatever happens in that bottom three, which in theory is going to be usually Patrick Bailey, Tyler Fitzgerald, and then Yaz, or whether that's Encarnacion or whoever is going to be out there in right field. I mean, it makes even those players look and feel a lot different, you know?
It does.
I mean, those guys are kind of the Brandon Pajemskis of the Giants. And what did we, you know what I mean? The Moses.
Put them in their right role, right, and they look a whole lot better. But you're asking
Moody's
them to hit fourth or
exactly.
fifth. Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yep.
But now, when Jimmy Butler arrives and those guys just start knocking down threes, that's what I hope for now in that bottom three of the lineup. It's fine. Patrick Bailey can just hit 200. Fitz can, you know, use his speed, and Yaz can use his streakiness, and it'll all fit in with a top six that's really good.
I'm just looking at his baseball reference page, and I can't stop smiling. He's getting on base at a 40% clip this year.
Dude, he walks a lot.
His OPS is 905 this year. Anything over 800 is elite, and his OPS is 905 this year.
This is, I mean, again, that we were just looking at the graphic that MLB keeps putting up with regard to the last 5 years. There's only three players who have consistently had higher than a 500 slugging percentage, and Devers is one of them, along with the other two obvious, which is Ohtani and Judge. Now, when you look at Ohtani and Judge in the last 2 years,
they're in a different stratosphere.
I love the way you said it. They're like, they lowered the number to 500 so that they could fit Devers in there.
Yeah.
Like, he's not Ohtani or Judge. But I think what they're saying, You could easily debate squad in high school. You could sit down and draft an argument that he's the third best hitter in baseball. You could. I'm not saying you'd win all the arguments, but if you go, okay, there's Judge, and then there's Ohtani, let's put them over here. Give me the next best hitter in baseball, and I'm going to make it multiple choice and give you four answers. He's one of them. He's one of the people.
At least he has been the best over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
That takes away players like Bobby Witt and so on,
sure,
who haven't played the last 5 years. But yeah.
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 You know, the Bryce Harpers of the world.
The most successful hitters of the last 5 years. There is no argument.
Right. Three-time All-Star.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is a dude in his prime who has been a consistent producer.
And I think to Zach Manassian's credit, GM of the Giants, who joined us last hour, talking about how everything that they've heard is that this is a guy that just wants to play and wants to play every day. He plays every day, too. Whether it's DH or playing third base or maybe playing first base in the future. I mean, previous 4 years before this year, 156 games, 141 games, 153 games, 138 games.
Yep.
He plays nearly every day.
And I think he has played every game this year.
73 so far this year.
Which I think is tied for the league lead. So I don't know if that's all the games.
That is tied for the league lead.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else has played more games than Rafi Devers. Which is kind of an interesting factoid for a guy who's supposedly been at odds with his team. He's missed zero games. He's missed none.
Now it's all been DH. He has not played
in the
field this year.
Yeah.
But yes, he's played every single day.
That was their choice, not his. He was willing to go out there and play. Maybe it's helped keep him healthy. That's actually another thing that I hadn't thought about.
He's fresher.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been off of his feet so far this year. So that's a good thing. All right, 888-957-9570. I do want to get to this, and I'm curious your thoughts. Can we talk about Kyle Harrison for a second?
Yeah.
All right. It was not that long ago the organization viewed him as untouchable. And Zach answered this question the way that I figured he would, which is that if you're going to get a major talent, you've got to give something up. And there's no doubt about it. Giving up Kyle Harrison is giving something up. I've heard a lot of people today be like, wow, they got Rafi Devers, and all they had to do was get the change in between their couch cushions. And it's like, no. Kyle freaking Harrison. This is the number one prospect on the team as of last year. I know that he came up. He pitched hurt last year and was underwhelming both last year and this year. But I also know Kruko recently stated this is still the top young arm on the team. But I think there's some other things that were going on here that would make the Giants sort of take a leap to the idea of we'll give up Kyle Harrison. Because the way that Zach talked about this was fascinating to me. He goes, we got the Red Sox interest when we brought up his name. Now, I don't know if that means, well, we brought up Birdsong first and they weren't interested. We brought up Wisenhunt first and they, I don't know. Maybe the Giants brought Harrison up first. And that would not surprise me for two reasons. One, he's been the big name. So maybe that gets Boston's attention a little bit more. But B, I get the sense that Kyle and the people around Kyle have not been entirely comfortable through the injuries last year and whatnot with the way the Giants were handling things and the way they were asking Kyle to do this, that, and the other. And then I will say because of that feeling, the feeling kind of became mutual. I'm speaking a little out of turn. This is my sense. I'm not reporting it. But I do wonder about the overall view of Kyle Harrison from the organization. My gut tells me that there was a stubborn ego involved, maybe a little bit from both sides, that was starting to concern people or annoy people a little bit. That's just my sense. That's just my read from afar.
I think it's also probably easier for those feelings to begin to develop when it is a player of his expectation,
sure,
magnitude, caliber, sure, as the number one left-handed pitching prospect in baseball for a time. And as you said, as recently as not this most recent offseason, but the offseason prior, the number one prospect in the Giants organization. And not that he's been bad, and not that you expect him to never be able to be good, but hasn't come close to living up to expectations yet.
Yep.
And when you pair that with maybe what you're talking about, it becomes easier for, I think, those feelings to come in. And if you're asking, how do I think the negotiations went? I think the Giants bring up Kyle Harrison's name before they bring up Wisenhunt and before they bring up Birdsong.
You felt that way, didn't you?
I felt that way.
And
I think that's how they feel.
But isn't that interesting? Do y'all know that Carson Wisenhunt could be sitting in the chair next to us and nobody would even know that that's Carson Wisenhunt, but none of us want to give up Carson Wisenhunt?
Well, hey, if you would have told me it would have taken giving up Wisenhunt to get Devers, I still would have done
said
that.
Yes, of course.
But I'd be more willing to give up Harrison than Wisenhunt.
Fascinating.
And honestly, it's weird because some of that is why the Giants were so hesitant to give up Harrison 2 years ago when they could have traded him for whoever the hell was the popular guy on the trading block.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe you're making another mistake by not trading Wisenhunt. Maybe he turns out to be worse than Harrison. And the Giants probably kicking themselves for not trading Harrison 2 years ago when his value was sky high.
Listen, I could see Kyle Harrison still becoming a star. I can absolutely see it. The difference is, you know, the Zach Wheeler comp that everyone's been making for the last 2 weeks because of Buster's comments, a couple of things on that. First of all, Zach Wheeler got traded to the Mets for Carlos Beltran. Wheeler never did crap for the Mets.
He had a good year.
He was okay.
He wasn't great.
He was okay.
Yes.
It was not until he got to the Phillies that he became great. So the acquiring team there, it's not like they pulled a fast one on the Giants. They got nothing out of it also. The Giants got Beltran, who played well, but they didn't win. But the difference here is, even if Kyle Harrison becomes a star, if Devers just continues to be Devers, you still won that deal. Like, you're not getting Devers for 8 weeks. You're getting him for 8 years. That is completely different than any deal that we're going to compare this to. We've never seen anything like this. Ever. Ever. Not with the Giants. You've never seen them acquire somebody for 8 years on the trade market.
You want to know what's crazy? Is if the contract was shorter and maybe even just like 2 years, like a year and a half left, I think there would be more people, because you go out there and you read, whether it's on The Athletic or on ESPN or on MLB.com or whatever it is, you know, grades for the trades. And there's all these people saying, well, the Giants just took on an albatross of a contract that every analytic department in baseball has as, you know, a negative value for the life of the deal. If it was a shorter deal and the Giants might get less out of Devers as a result, somehow that makes it more valuable for the Giants. I can't follow that kind of logic. Yeah, you have him for 8 years. Maybe the final couple of years aren't, you don't get as much value back from him. I don't care. Long as he gives me a good 4 or maybe 5 years.
I don't care. What are the deals that Warner and Kittle just signed? They're aging. Did anybody look at those deals and be like, what about 2029? I don't care. Go win.
Devers will be making $28.5 million in his age 36 season.
Right.
Juan Soto will be making $46 million at 40 years old. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will be making $29 million at 40 years old. If you have the opportunity to lock up one of the best hitters in baseball for a long time, guess what? You swallow hard and you do it. No questions asked. And that's why the Giants in the past have been left at the altar sometimes, because they have been unwilling to swallow that pill. And they swallowed that pill.
Do you know that as far as years, this deal for Devers lines up exactly with the deal that the Padres signed Bogarts to. Bogarts will make 25.4 also in 2033.
How old will he be that?
40.
And he, Devers right is now, already much better than Bogarts.
Way better.
Yeah.
Way better. Like we do, the National League West thanks the Red Sox for being their farm team.
Mookie, Bogarts, and Devers.
Exciting. Exciting. But the Bogarts thing has not really worked out. The Mookie thing clearly has.
And then World Series.
We hope that the Devers one does. One other thought on the Kyle Harrison situation. There was a quote from Mike Kruko a week ago that caught my attention, and I didn't know exactly what to feel, but it didn't feel good. He was talking to Harrison, he said. He shared this conversation. So I was talking to Harrison about why he doesn't throw a four-seam fastball, only a two-seam, because everyone wants Kyle to what? Develop more pitches, yeah. Right? It's like, yeah, you got a good fastball.
It's one above average pitch, right?
Right. What else are you? So why don't you throw a four-seamer? And his answer to Kruk was, I don't need to. Oh, I don't like that answer at all. I don't like that answer at all.
Pretty so, clearly, I think you do need to.
Right. So that's kind of my sense, is that stubborn ego is a part of the conversation as to why the Giants decided that it was time to deal Kyle Harrison. Jonathan Papelbon is going to join us in a half hour.
Oh.
Yeah. Longtime Red Sox reliever is now on their broadcast. We really do want to dig in for you to hear what the Boston folks are saying about Rafi. And you know what I mean? It's kind of like when we had to go to Miami to be like, y'all hate Jimmy Butler? Like, was there something wrong? I want to ask those kind of questions in Boston with regard to Rafi Devers. I feel like we're going to get some different answers, but we'll get that in a half hour from Jonathan Papelbon. 888-957-9570 is the number. What does this mean for Bryce Eldridge? What does this mean for Buster Posey as far as his Q rating? We'll get to all of that. Your phone calls welcome. Grandy's in for Dibs, and this is Willard and Dibs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.